Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Sadowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tuttle tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Button reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels bunts towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. Button moves to third. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone takes first base on ball four. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sadowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Daly reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Tasby reaches second base with a double. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Rapolsky pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. William settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Button takes first base on ball 4. Tasby moves to third. Geiger moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tasby scores. Geiger scores. Button moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Muffet now pitching. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone juggles the ball. That's an error on Boone. Bauer moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Williams reaches second base with a double. Bauer scores. Seaburn moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Williams moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Athletics. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Carey moves to third. It's 7-2, Athletics. Dave Hillman now pitching. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Carey scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-2, Athletics. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Malzone is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards first. William scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Geiger moves to second. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Button hits a pop-up towards first. William settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. William scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Casale now pitching. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seaborn moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Daly strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sadowski hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Casale reaches second base with a double. Geiger moves to third. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. Geiger scores. Casale moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-3, Athletics. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Boone moves to second. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to third. Tasby moves to second. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sadowski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Casale hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Williams reaches second base with a double. Button scores. Runnels goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Athletics. Marty Cutina now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Ray Boone. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 8-6, Athletics. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tasbai hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Wertz now playing first base. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Geiger, who is chasing the ball. Seaborn reaches third base with a triple. Bauer goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 9-6, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Tasbai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seaborn tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 10-6, Athletics. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sadowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Jerry Casale. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.